It's 9:19 here in News Radio KMAN, and just briefly, had an interesting conversation about some severe weather preparedness during the break that I think we need to touch on. But school financing and, of course, the state Supreme Court. Last week, the state Supreme Court, of course, ruled from that 2010 case involving four school districts, basically telling the state of Kansas once again they need to increase funding to public schools. And Tim, I don't know where to start with this, but were you surprised whatsoever by that ruling?
No, I was not surprised at all. It is a positive sign that we have a Supreme Court that supports increased funding for our students. And I think everyone in education would agree that that's needed. But again, we still need to have a formula put out there and approved, and we need to fix the revenue issues we have in the state of Kansas. So we're essentially in the same situation we were in last year at this time, just in the waiting mode.
Well, we're going to go to the phones right now. You're on In Focus.
You know, the school funding, you know, also the students fund themselves for the educations after school as they grow older. You know, the Fitters have a school down in Wichita that they pay for the schooling and pay for the employment. And the IBEW has a school over here conveniently located on 24 in North Topeka that pays for the schooling and pays for the employment, and that technical education after 5 years with the radiation and the solar and the construction electrical. I worked from Prudhoe Bay to Key West and had the golden parachute pension and the golden insurance for the family and the little kids and all that. You can't beat something like that, guiding them towards the other opportunities in life besides pumping more money out of their pocket into the advanced education. Thank you for being there.
I don't know if either of you have a reaction to that.
That's a little bit outside the scope of our public education side on the continuing ed that does involve going along with an employment, a position that someone would hold. Those opportunities absolutely are great. On this side of it, you know, it's funding those public schools, K-12 in this sense. You know, the state Supreme Court, it was very nice that they came out and ruled, you know, that the funding was not adequate. They didn't put a dollar amount to it, which makes it kind of interesting as to what the legislature will do. Don't know exactly, you know, what monies they will need to come up with, what revenues they will need to fund a new formula. You know, that formula has to be hammered out yet. There's several of those, I know, sitting in committee in the House that have been talked about. Some of them look very promising. Others, you know, maybe not so much. But, you know, we'll just kind of have to wait and see as the legislative session winds down as to what kind of formula we will have to work with. We'll start running our numbers into it. Most of those formulas do involve some sort of an FTE or a full-time equivalency weighting, which is important to most schools out there in the fact that we do need, you know, to be funding per child. Also, understanding that some smaller districts might need some additional help, districts that have students with have a high-risk population, you know, there's extra dollars that have to be put there also. So it'll just be a kind of a waiting game for schools at this point. We monitor, we contact our representatives and our senators when we can to let them know, you know, how their decisions will affect us. Districts across the state are all in this together to try to come up with the best plan that works for all of us.
Well, the per pupil state aid, that seems to be one of the more popular plans around the state of Kansas, I've gathered from my consensus just reading newspapers and speaking with other administrators. What makes the per pupil sort of formula so popular and so workable?
Well, obviously, as you have more students, it costs more to operate your schools. You have more teachers. You have more support staff. You have more transportation. There's all these factors that come into play that you have to take care of, and it takes more dollars to accommodate that. Even though your cost per child may go down overall, having more children within your building does just have an additional needs.
Well, it's only March 8th, so there's still plenty of time for us to talk in circles about this before June 30th, I believe. That's when they absolutely have it finished up. It's 9:23 here on In Focus, and shifting gears just a little bit, Monday night, man, what a rocky week. I don't know if you gentlemen were aware of this, but it's actually Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas.
It is. This last Tuesday morning, or just yesterday, we had our statewide tornado drill, and all of our buildings participated in that. And it was definitely a quick awakening Monday evening, the way the storms built up so quickly.
Rather timely. And I know Tim Wamigo had to cancel a concert on Monday evening. Tell us more about that.
We did. We had a concert that was a Wamigo High School and a Wamigo Middle School joint band concert that was scheduled for 6:30 Monday evening. And the expectation was that students would be at the building by 6 p.m. so they could get their instruments ready and move into the auditorium. But that time frame really put kids and parents on the road during the tornado warning. So we reacted as quickly as we could and sent out a message on our school messenger system to all parents, indicating that the concert would be canceled. A little disappointed with how it went out. We tried, like I said, the tornado warning was issued somewhere right around 5:30, and we put out the message prior to 5:40, but the messenger system, some parents received this message by 5:41, you know, in that time frame, and others didn't receive it till well after 6 o'clock. So we're going to work with the people that provide that service to us and see if we can get those things out a little quicker. I know I spoke with Kevin earlier about they use a text message and at times, and that's something we need to look into. But we certainly don't want our parents and students out on the road in severe weather, and we tried to react as quickly as we could.
We were very lucky in that sense. We had a concert that night also, and ours wasn't until 7:30. We did have sports practice going on that evening. They got the kids to shelter, held the buses at Rock Creek for a little bit to let the storm blow by that was between the Flush and the Louisville area. And I'll tell you, by 6:30, 6:45, it was nice. Kids were filtering back to the school. We had a great concert, 7:30. Band and vocal performances were just tremendous. I had a nice crowd there, but turned out to be a nice evening. So we were lucky on our calendar that we were just an hour later than what Wamigo had scheduled, and things worked out great.
Well, and it's eerie how fast those systems can move in.
Yeah, it was much like last May when we had the tornado go through Manhattan, where even our emergency county representatives did not expect a tornado, and in a matter of minutes it was we had a tornado approaching Wamigo, and people had to quickly take cover. So the weather seems to be ever changing and unpredictable.
Right, we were actually tracking that storm as it moved through Bellevue and into St. Mary's, just a tornado skirting the south end of that town. So it may be a long season, judging by how it started on March 6th of all times. I know both districts have meetings coming up here in the near future, and so. Kevin, I know you're talking a little bit about next year's school calendar. So how's progress going on that?
Tell you what, we're still working on calendar, trying to hammer some details out. Hopefully tomorrow evening have a basic skeleton calendar for the board to approve as far as a start day and an end date. We'll be filling in some parent-teacher conferences and things like that along the way. Have that all laid out, obviously, by the end of this school year. But there's just some things there that we're trying to do to save some resources for the district by coordinating some parent-teacher conferences if possible, but we also have to accommodate the schedules of our teachers and students at all the buildings also. Other things going on at the board meeting tonight, we do have a new elementary principal beginning next year at Westmoreland. Scott Harshberger is moving into that role, so the board will approve that tonight, and we have some teacher approvals also. Other things on the board meeting, last month was vocational education month in the state of Kansas, and both tomorrow night's board meeting and next month's board meeting will have instructors coming in to highlight some of the components of their programs with the board. Reason we have the meeting tomorrow evening is we're actually headed to the state basketball tournament in Emporia tonight. Our boys play at 4:45, and the board agreed to move their meeting back one day to allow those patrons and parents to get there and watch our boys.
They've had a pretty successful season, wouldn't you say?
They've had a really good season, really exciting. Really like to see them make a deep run into the tournament here and have a good time doing it and enjoy the time that they have. You know, when you're in high school, you get that opportunity once and really want to make it special for the kids.
Well, and the Rock Creek boys, they made the same sort of run last year, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Obviously, I wasn't here to watch that. A lot of seniors on that team last year, so this year's been a little bit of a surprise. The kids stepped up and took on leadership roles, and it's been exciting to watch.
Well, and what time is that game?
Tip-off's at 4:45 today.
4:45, and who are they taking on?
Take on Topeka Hayden, and that's in White Arena in Emporia.
Well, it should be a fantastic game, and I know Tim, Wamego basketball teams are done for the season, correct?
They are. They had a successful season as well, and we want to wish Rock Creek the best of luck. We'll be pulling for them at state. But our boys finished as league champions at the NCKL and had a very successful season. The Wamego 7th grade boys basketball team were also league champions, so we want to congratulate them as well. Monday night at our board meeting, we're going to recognize our state qualifying wrestlers. We had three wrestlers qualify and one placed sixth. That was Dakota Lee was a qualifier. Adler Pearson was a qualifier. They're both freshmen. And then Tyler Patrick was a sixth place finisher at state. So we're going to recognize them. We have some KMEA honor band and choir students. It's kind of like being on the state choir or state band team, like it would be for sports. So they participated in that last week, and we're going to recognize a number of students for that. We also have a proposal, a little update on our random drug testing policy that's going to be given by Dr. Breck Eisen, the principal at the high school, and assistant principal Dennis Charbonneau. We're also going to discuss a one-to-one technology that was in our bond that we passed this fall. We're going to have a presentation on what we're looking at and the scope of that project and what that technology will look like for our students.
Well, and when you talk about one-to-one technology, are you talking about laptops for every student or even an iPad in every student's hands?
What we're looking at is iPads for the elementary levels and then a laptop for the middle school and high school students. We've been working with Apple, and they've really come down on some of their pricing, and we think we've got a good plan, and the bond money supports that, and we think it's going to really give us an advantage in the classroom and what we can do with our students and kind of even the playing field for many students that go home without that technology. We think it will really enhance our instruction and give our teachers and students some opportunities they don't currently have.
Sounds like it could be a great situation. It's 9:32 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to go ahead and head to our break, but we've been speaking with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. In Focus returns here in a few minutes right here on News Radio KMAN.